New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute has found that consumers here are struggling to identify greenwashing in advertisements. Certain terms such as eco-friendly and good for the planet are hard to substantiate and therefore should be treated with a certain amount of scepticism. However, this latest study has found that even when people are informed of greenwashing terms in ads, it simply makes them sceptical of all environmental claims, including the genuine ones. We'll talk to the author of the research shortly, but first, our reporter Ethna Dodd asked people in Stillorgan in South Dublin about their attitudes to buying products with a label claiming to be climate friendly.
So would you buy things that say climate friendly, kind to the planet or green on the labels?
I would, but I would do a bit more. I would use my own intelligence to determine is it really green for the environment. I wouldn't just buy something based on the label purely. I would be a bit sceptical of them. Previously, I would have been quick to buy something like that, but I've become more sceptical of buying things that have those labels on them.
I would just, if I saw that on it, I would definitely buy it, but I wouldn't be going around the aisles looking for it.
Would you ever buy a product that says eco-friendly, kind to the planet or green?
No. Get rid of the label. I mean, some stuff I would, but as I say, no, generally I wouldn't. It's more expensive. It's too expensive.
The choice between two, I would go for the eco one or eco.
Do you ever see a label like that and think, oh, I'm not sure about that claim, or do you ever get suspicious?
No, I have to be honest with you. No, I can't say I have.
I don't know anymore if they're ecologically friendly or not. Like, I try to buy as green as I can, but then I go online and I hear they've greenwashed this, they've paid for that. I'm like, oh, well, like, what do I do? So, yes, I try to buy green, but I don't really know if I'm buying green anymore.
They want to keep the planet clean and green.
So you're never sceptical about claims on those labels?
No.
You take them at face value?
I do, surely. I take a lot of things. I take you at face value as well.
That was people in Stillorgan speaking to our reporter, Ethna Dodd. Let's speak now to the author of this report, which was carried out by the ESRI and Trinity College Dublin. Shane Timmons is with us. Shane, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. And tell us how you carried out this study.
Afternoon, Gavin. Yeah, so this is a study that's funded by the Environmental Protection Agency. And essentially what we tried to do is try to alleviate some of that confusion you hear from consumers about green claims. So we had a nationally representative sample of 2,000 adults take part in an online experiment. And in it, they were randomized to essentially be trained to spot greenwashing. So we educated them on the kinds of claims that are kind of used on greenwashing ads. So things like eco-friendly, good for the planet that you mentioned there. So half were trained on those greenwashing tactics and they completed a quiz to see how good they could spot them and they were given feedback. And then we had the full sample evaluate some real advertisements from the UK market. Some of them had been classified as greenwashing previously and other ones were making genuine environmental claims. And we simply compared, did the training improve people's ability to spot greenwashing? Now, what we saw was increased skepticism of those greenwashed ads. So on two of the three greenwashed ads, consumers were more likely to say, yeah, I'm pretty confident that that's an example of greenwashing. But it also, that skepticism also seemed to carry over to the genuine ads. So rather than improving people's ability to distinguish greenwashing from genuine claims, instead, consumers became more skeptical of all environmental claims on the ads.
When you say that half the people were trained, how did you train them?
So initially they read infographics. So the idea with this training was to create something that would be scalable on social media. So the study originated in a thesis project by Ava Whelan in Trinity College Dublin, who showed positive effect on students. So we then kind of scaled that up for a nationally representative sample. So they first read infographics that explained the tactics that some companies use to greenwash. And then people completed a quiz so they could select, okay, this is a form of greenwashing, and they were given feedback on it. So just about 5-10 minutes of training on greenwashing. Now, the participants in the study afterwards, they said they did feel more confident in their ability to spot greenwashing. But as I said, it just seemed to kind of create skepticism about environmental claims more generally.
So for our untrained audience, how can they identify when they're buying a product if their green claim is real or not?
Well, at the moment, it seems the kind of best strategy to use is to check how specific the claim is. So if a claim is something like eco-friendly or good for the planet, those sorts of general claims, really they don't mean anything. Anyone can kind of use those claims. Whereas the more specific ones, so if it says that it's produced using 100% renewable energy, from 100% recycled packaging and so on, those sorts of claims you could take as being genuine claims unless the company itself is blatantly lying. But what's helpful here for consumers, or the kind of one of the take homes from this study, is that it really shouldn't be on consumers to be able to spot this stuff. It's far too complex for that. But instead, we have new directives that are coming in through the EU. So they were adopted this year, and the government has about 2 years now to implement them, that essentially will regulate the kinds of things that companies can say, and they have to be able to substantiate them with information available to consumers online.
There's clearly a value to products being targeted at people on the basis of being eco-friendly, yes?
Yeah, so we did see in the data that we have here that consumers were more willing to purchase from brands that they suspected of having those genuine claims. So if they suspected greenwashing, they reported less trust in the brand and that they were less willing to purchase from those companies. But interestingly, we did have a smaller group of participants take part in the study, and they did it where they just evaluated the ads. We didn't mention anything about greenwashing. And in that, they reported actually slightly higher levels of trust in those greenwashing ads. So what that suggests is that consumers may not necessarily be thinking about the likelihood that something is greenwashed unless they're prompted to do so.
Dr. Shane Timmins, Senior Research Officer with the Economic and Social Research Institute, thank you very much for speaking to us today.